matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Morning, Byron. How we doing? Minus all of the Sandy stuff, of course.
Oh yeah. Well, minus all that, I'm great.
All right. Well, let's keep that in mind as we proceed here. So what's the deal exactly with you two?
What do you mean? I mean, she hasn't called.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know her?
Honestly, I don't. Not that well anyway. We matched on Bumble, and that was kind of surprising, man. Let me just say, she's just, she's not the type of girl I usually match with, you know?
No, not really. Like, in a good way or bad way? Like, what made her different?
Just the fact that she's, how can I put this? She's hot. I mean, let me just say, right?
Okay.
Like, I'm not saying I haven't dated attractive women. And I'm not even really saying she's out of my league or anything. But damn, you know? I mean, I did think that initially.
That what? You like, oh, you outkicked your coverage? Or?
And I was hopefully about to.
All right.
Yeah.
Was this just appearance-based or?
Based on what he's saying.
I don't know what you want me to say. You know, I mean, she's very impressive. Very. I mean, like,
okay.
We went out and, I guess I was thinking she'd be like a Russian bot.
Russian bot hot.
You know, yeah.
Oh my God.
Catfishing me, you know, it's something, right? Like something and like not show up to the date. But no, man, I made her a video chat me, but you can't even trust that anymore.
Yeah,
these days,
right.
You know?
Yeah, that's, I was going to say a smart move, but no, I mean, I hadn't thought about like the filters that people can use
on
a live video.
Yeah.
Can make themselves look like different people.
Oh, yeah, totally. I'm total mind. You know, but she turns out, man, she's real. Like, she's no issues. We had a good time together. She's awesome.
All right. Well, what did y'all do?
This might sound kind of dorky as hell, but we went to Dave and Buster's.
You're kidding.
No, I know, right? I told you, like, uber nerdy, man. I just didn't have, like, a plan, you know? I drive past it once in a while, and I was like, you know, it felt like a good idea
at the time. No. You don't have to justify that to us. I meant that sounds awesome.
Did she have a good time?
Oh, yeah, she had a blast. I mean, it was just, like, stupid fun,
right.
You know? We had some beers. We played some games.
Okay.
I mean, I wish I had some story to tell you about how our souls connected over a game of skee-ball or something, but or the stars aligning. But, you know, it's just a really fun date,
right.
You know?
And
I mean, really fun, traditional date.
That was it? That was the last time you heard from her, or what?
No, actually, and that's what's so weird about it, man. We went on talking for at least a week after that.
Huh.
I mean, it was nothing crazy, but we FaceTime a few times, text back and forth, you know? And then just bam, it all stopped, man. Like a week after that,
right?
I knew something was up.
Okay, so anything odd about that conversation? Like, does anything jump out as being heavy or particularly awkward or
anything you got?
Anything?
No, you know, nothing like that. I mean, just like just normal everyday stuff, man. Like the first date kind of fluff. You know, the last thing we were texting about, I think she was just asked for like some cooking tips or something, whatever.
Right.
That's weird, you know. But she enjoys doing that, so I didn't think it was all that out of the ordinary for her. I just had literally no idea what's up.
Russian bot hot and she cooks.
Are you sure you want to find out?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to get another date with her, absolutely. Did you not hear me earlier? Can you rewind this
date?
We did. She's a smoke show, man. She is. She is hot, man. I mean, like, come on, man. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Am I right? And that includes women, right? So I want to get back in there.
That's the attitude we like.
Is it?
Hang on. We're going to get to Sandy. We'll talk to her next. It's Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, so Byron and Smoke Show Sandy.
Oh, my word. I mean, do you realize how hot that has to be to fool you? That's a bot. I'm not replying to that.
They went on a great date.
Yeah.
They went to Dave and Buster's. They had a blast.
That's also.
Called it a good traditional first date.
Yeah.
And the texting and FaceTiming kind of remained for a week after the fact.
Yeah, pretty good.
Nothing weird popped up in their conversations, but for some reason, she fell off the face of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get her on the phone. Find out what's going on. Maybe she went back to Russia. Hey, is this Sandy?
Yes, this is Sandy.
Not Russian. No.
No, very much American, maybe. Hey, Sandy, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. We're calling you with a date night package that we give away here on our radio show. So you get to pick, like, whatever you want to do, anything you can think of, okay? We will pay for it, so long as you're cool with letting us pick who you take out on the date with you.
Okay. Like who? Like Frito?
Well, I'm... I'm flattered. So is she. But no, this is legit. Someone entered you for a contest we have, and that's the deal. You take him with you, and we pay for your date. Do you remember Byron?
Oh, yeah. No, I remember Byron. He's a total sweetheart.
Fantastic. That sounds very positive.
It does.
So you're good with seeing him again then? Yes.
Well, no, not like that, no.
No.
Okay.
Not like in this instance, or?
Or in this way.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Right.
Wait, is that Byron?
Yep.
It is.
Byron's on the phone, jumping the gun just a tad, but as far as confusion goes,
that's,
we're all in the same boat.
Yeah, same. Like, you said he's sweet, though. Like, that's bad somehow, or what?
Well, I mean, sweet is great. That's a quality I think a lot of people really want in someone that they're dating, right. But... as a person, I just don't think Byron's really dateable.
Okay.
What? I beg to differ. I'm absolutely dateable. I'm a total catch.
Yeah.
Well, I know that you think that's true and you want to believe it, that you have a lot to offer.
Oh,
okay,
no.
So what are we missing here?
Yeah.
He did seem like a pretty cool guy.
Well, I just think that Byron is just a little too immature for what I'm looking for.
Okay.
For me right now. I mean, sure, he's fun, he's sweet, but I just think he's got a lot of growing up that he needs to do.
Seriously, like do I have something to back that up? Because I'm grown, okay? I mean, I got a job, I have my own apartment. I mean, what are you, like what are you even talking about?
Maybe we should drop it, okay? Like, let's just agree to disagree and just call it a thing.
Well, seriously, can we ask, is this just like a gut thing?
Or is it the Dave and Buster's?
Yeah.
Did he do something there that maybe we don't yet know about?
No, the Dave and Buster's was fun. Like I said, we had a really good time. I was all in on him. Believe me, I was. He was kind of checking all the boxes for me. He was cute, tick, funny, tick, you know, like all the things. He didn't creep me out, which is
double tick,
a really important thing for a first date.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to find a decent first date these days. I did have really high hopes. After the date, about a week later, I sent him a text, and it was the old chicken text, and he just bombed, and he totally humiliated himself.
Chicken text?
I feel like that's a thing.
Remember when I asked you how to cook a chicken breast?
That tells you what, exactly?
Yeah.
Well, I can read his reply if you want.
Okay.
What's the problem? I mean, I told you to whack it in the oven for a bit and then check the temperature. I mean, what's the point of this? You know, like, why are you asking me that?
Like, do you see this is why? Like, he doesn't know. He just doesn't know.
Do you not know, Byron?
Seems like he might.
Dude, okay, I don't cook all that often. I mean, I make a mean spaghetti, but I also have a Whataburger right next door, you know?
Yeah, so, okay. Fair.
And that's understandable and all, but that's exactly what I'm talking about. So dating, I have been trying to weed out people like this. You know, I do this with any guy that I've been dating because...
You don't like Whataburger?
I work it in early on in the conversation to see... what potential we have.
Okay.
You know, I feel it out. If I notice that we're clicking, then I shoot them with the chicken check, and it's got to come before anything else.
If we're clicking, you get the chicken.
All right.
Oh, come on. I mean, what does this really tell you about a guy? I mean, I already said I don't cook. You know, so sue me.
Yeah, no. There's a difference between not cooking and not knowing how to cook, especially when you're talking something as easy as a chicken breast, you know? If a guy doesn't know how to cook something simple as a chicken breast, I just don't think they can do other simple things. That makes me wonder, how are you doing your laundry? When do you clean your bathroom? Like, you can't do a basic task like cook something like a chicken breast.
Wow.
Goes in the oven for 12 minutes, cook all the way through 165. You don't know those things. I'm not going to do that for you, you know? I don't want to be a mom.
Excuse me. But I know how to do laundry, okay?
That was the takeaway.
I mean,
okay, all right.
I don't really understand where this is all coming
he
from.
He also said check your temps, so.
Yes, he did.
Might have known 165.
I mean, Byron, if you want to send me a picture of your laundry process and let me decide, or cooking a chicken breast and let me decide, that's fine. You just throw everything in your washer and start it, that's a no. If you don't separate your colors and your wet and figure out what temperature you're putting it on, make sure you got the right stuff in there. That's, again, these are things that as I'm looking for someone to be with, I'm checking those boxes and making sure that I want someone to take care of me and that I don't have to take care of them. I don't want someone asking me questions every 3 seconds.
Right, how do I
tie my shoes?
Okay.
How do I chew gum and walk?
Wow.
That's just not my thing.
Uh-huh.
You should be with a guy that does
that. That's all right. You're talking to a dude who wears the same thing basically every day. It can all go in the wash together. So it's not that serious.
So, Sandy, it doesn't seem like he's changed your mind on anything. So,
no date on that. But, ladies, if you're out there listening, try the chicken text on your next date. I guarantee you it'll weed out all the boys. It's not a life hack. I promise you, it's a lifesaver.
Hmm.
Well,
okay.
All right. Thanks for the time today, guys. Really.